Hello, dear children. I'm Mannequin. By the way, I'm almost as big as you are. Actually, you can't see me, but I'm here. I'm an imp, actually a story imp. And imps are nature beings. There are lots and lots of them in nature. We like to laugh, just as you do too. We like to sing and dance and hop around, just like you. And we experience a lot and also have lots to do. So there's lots and lots to tell. Now, let's see what kind of a story we've brought along for you today.
Hello, Mannequin. And hello, dear children. Today we're going to hear a story called The Inhabited Cornfield. The Inhabited Cornfield? Who is this story about? Perhaps you can guess, because who would want to live in a cornfield? What do you think? People? Animals? Exactly, animals. And at that, field hares. To be exact, it is Mr. Ear with his big family consisting of father hare, mother hare, five children, and grandpa and grandma hare. Previously, the family had wandered around and checked out the countryside. We would say that it was not settled, it moved from one place to another. Just listen to what a hare's wandering song sounds like on the harp. One day Mr. Ear said, "We field hares have now gathered enough experiences in the big wide world, so I suggest that we settle down." The whole family started to look for a place. They came to a lush cornfield. Mr. Ear said, "We'll settle down in the middle of this field. We'll certainly not be discovered there by the people." No sooner said than done. Right away, they planned a field hare house with a little garden and began the preparations. They were very industrious and happy about the lush cornfield, and were not aware that at a certain distance behind the cornfield lived Farmer Gladact with his family. Farmer Gladact had a small farm. He also had animals, 2 horses, 2 pigs, 5 hens, and 1 rooster, and 3 magnificent cows. He also owned the surrounding fields, including the cornfield where, well, you know already. But first let's hear a few bars of the farmer's song. Farmer Gladact went to the fields every day to make sure everything was in order. And so it happened that while working in the field, he saw hares in the same place every day. They sat on a meadow and always disappeared into the cornfield. Farmer Gladact got curious and thought, "I'll just hide in these bushes and see what the hare family is up to." You should know that field hares are known for eating up everything that they scent. So Farmer Glad acted, lay in wait. The hares did not scent him because the wind was in his favor. In order to eat fresh dandelions, Grandpa Hare hopped to the bushes where Farmer Glad acted had concealed himself. When he got closer, Glad Act pounced on the hare and held him firmly by the neck. To his amazement, he noticed that the hare didn't struggle at all in order to escape from him. He looked at him very trustingly. That moved Glad Act to release the hare. Grandpa Hare sat up and tried to talk with the farmer. Because the hare didn't run away, but acted so politely and looked at the farmer trustingly, Glad Act said to the hare, "Don't you know that you're on my field here and are eating my seeds?" Grandpa Hare took the farmer's vibrations into his little hare awareness. He recognized and sensed what the farmer wanted to say to him. For his part, Glad Act was happy to see the hare and directed all his awareness to Grandpa Hare so as to receive what he might signal to him. Grandpa Hare spoke to Farmer Glad Act via his consciousness. "The fields don't belong to you alone." And then he told him to whom the fields and meadows actually belong. He told of the Creator God, who gave all of nature to the people and to animals. He told about how grasses, flowers, bushes, trees, and even stones bear the life, the Spirit of God. He said, "Dear farmer, God gave you the fields, and you are privileged to farm them so that food will grow. However, God is the one who puts his eternal breath, his power into the fields so that everything sprouts, grows, blossoms, and ripens." Farmer Glad Act understood the hare who, during the conversation, introduced himself as Mr. Ear, Grandpa Hare. Glad Act said, "Grandpa Hare, I think that up to now I've seen everything from the wrong point of view. You've induced me to think about it. You are right. Yes, when I look at things closely, you are really right. I have to change my way of thinking. Is your whole family as smart as you? I think we can become friends. You all can stay here in the cornfield if, on the side, you also help a bit. You could do light field work, for example, eating weeds. Then I don't need to pull them up. If we stand together and help each other, then we can quickly come to an agreement," Glad Act continued. "I'll help you to build a hare house, to furnish it and make it nice, so that you can feel good there. Around the house, we'll plant a vegetable garden so that in winter, you can also live from the supplies that the summer brought you. Think about it, Grandpa Hare, and come again tomorrow and tell me what your hare family has to say about this." The two separated and went back to their families in order to report what they had experienced. The hare family was so happy that they had had such luck. The farmer's family, Glad Act, was also happy, first about the new animal neighbors, secondly, about their help on the fields, and thirdly, the children were happy about their new playmates, because they hadn't had any hares until then. The next day, the families Glad Act and Hare met each other. They introduced themselves to each other as far as this is possible between people and hares, and they agreed to a good working together. The hares learned from Farmer Glad Act how they could do light field work, and he learned from the hares how to live properly and consciously with God's nature. The family Glad Act built the little house for the hare family. There was lots of hammering and pounding, and all the hare relatives vigorously helped. Then they prepared the garden, which was divided. Grandma Hare wanted to see to growing the carrots. Grandpa Hare took over the turnip part and other root veggies, and the rest of the family took the potato bed. In addition, they planted a bed with dandelions and prepared everything for growing lettuce. Farmer Gladact drove to town and bought the seeds for the hares. He showed them how to cultivate and water the land. The members of the hare family gladly performed the return service. They helped Farmer Gladact to keep the fields in order and ate up all the weeds. Now and then, as thanks, they received a few ears of grain as a treat, because now the farmer no longer had to worry about the small jobs. The farmer's children played with the hares. They showed them the farm and the other animals, and they all lived together in peace. The hare family Ear was glad that they had been so lucky and were not chased away. They thanked the farmer and, above all, the mighty Creator God that everything went so well for them. Well, dear children, how nice it is to live and work together, as we learn from Mannequin in the stories. Shall we decide to also live peacefully with our neighbors, also with the animals, plants, and stones? We have to say goodbye to you for today, but soon we'll be with you again for the next story.
So, that was it for today. I'll be glad to have you with us again next time. I'm Mannequin, the Story Imp.